This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We've been talking to Dr. Jason Boxtart, naturopathic physician. We've been learning all about ways to bring healing and pain relief to joints. So we were just talking about the PRP injections for, it's almost like stem cell replication. And then there's also ways to create extra cartilage in those knees and shoulders and elbows, hips that are causing problems. Are knees the biggest problem?
Yeah, there's really two issues with shoulders and knees, say, to use that as an example.
Mm-hmm.
People can have cartilage loss and osteoarthritis. That's one of the things that I help with. The other very common scenario for me that I get is a chronic tendonitis, or what we happen to call tendinosis.
Mm-hmm.
So people have oftentimes that in the shoulders is really common. They have a chronic rotator cuff injury,
right?
That doesn't respond to conservative therapy in time, so which is usually rest, physiotherapy, you know, a short course of anti-inflammatory medication, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're left with chronic shoulder pain, say as an example, if it doesn't respond, like I said, to time and physio and those kinds of things, they're left on their own because there's nothing left to do really other than take pain medication, you know, forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can alter those scenarios as well. And at a very high success rate, usually 80%+ success rate, with those kinds of patients.
So again, using that PRP injection or using something to create more cartilage.
Yeah. Some version of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I use PRP a lot nowadays because people sort of come in asking for that because their friend used it or they, you know, they heard about it. And the benefit to using PRP is that over some of the other things that I used to use when I was doing injection therapies is that it's less procedures required to get people to the end point. So, you know, it used to take me half a dozen procedures. Now it takes me two.
Fantastic.
You know? So people get to the end point where their pain is significantly reduced or gone faster.
So we should be really running to you for a consultation before we head in for surgery, just in case we're not to the point that we need surgery.
The good news is that there's lots of physicians across the country now using this technique in the jurisdictions that, you know, that physicians have the scope of practice to do it in.
Mm-hmm.
But in BC, there's naturopathic physicians and medical physicians doing this kind of thing. They're using this technique at the pain center at St. Paul.
Okay, wonderful.
So it's becoming more and more mainstream. Yeah.
Now, does BC Medical pay for it if you go to a doctor, an allopathic doctor, to have it done?
What happens is... So the answer to that is kind of
okay.
In that, so typically, if a family doc or a doc that has special training to do this, because it does take special training to do this mm-hmm. technique, they would usually use prolotherapy, which is a different kind of and different sort of a different substance in the syringe, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then. If they bill it, they'll bill it through MSP under trigger point injection.
Okay.
And then, some people will do that. But you can't get PRP that way.
Okay.
So usually for smaller kinds of injuries and that, there's a couple of family docs in and around Prince George that are doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But usually they refer to me if it's something they can't, you know, deal with relatively quickly and easily.
Okay. So Jason, if we're wearing out just in like one knee or one hip or that, could it be an alignment problem as well?
Yeah, there's lots of roads to Rome for sure. And mm-hmm. especially with these chronic kinds of problems. And so really commonly what I do is I refer people to physio mm-hmm. Afterwards. So my common patient is somebody who has failed physio in Cairo or those kinds of more conservative therapies, movement-based, you know, therapies.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, exercise-based treatment, that kind of thing, and so then my place in the rehab model really is to get them back into rehab so that it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
Um, so I can help with reducing their pain to a place where they can now do exercise-based rehabilitation, like conservative therapy, and then it actually does the trick. So they get stronger, they get, you know, they correct alignment issues, they can correct muscle imbalance issues, those kinds of problems that can lead to these chronic problems over time.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're fine. Now they're back to normal people again.
Well, that's fantastic. Do you have any problems with pain after these injections? There's a lot going on to the healing in that. Is it fairly uncomfortable?
Yeah, I use a judicious amount of local anesthetic during the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I prescribe pain medication for the immediate period of time after the procedure, especially with platelet-rich plasma. There's a lot of remodeling and a bit of inflammation happening there, and it can be really painful.
Okay, good to know.
So I prescribe pain medication, the particular kind of pain medication that doesn't interfere with the healing. So for instance, anti-inflammatory medication will actually reduce the remodeling. Because part of the remodeling happens with inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to prescribe particular medications. Usually, Tramocet is usually what I use after the procedure for about a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually they're out of the post-procedural discomfort period, and then they usually can manage whatever discomfort they might have with Tylenol. And then usually by day two, two and a half, all of that goes away, and usually what's interesting is that their pain goes away really dramatically by day three, even beyond what they would have sort of, you know, had day to day. And then they get really excited.
Very excited. Yeah. So you take them through that healing process where they really feel it, and then it gets better and better.
Yeah. And so I usually have to tell people to pump the brakes, you know, for the first week or so, even if they're feeling way better than they did previously, because, you know, it's just like as if you cut your skin. Just because the pain of the cut's gone by day two or day three doesn't mean that it's fixed and that you can just go ahead and do whatever you were doing before, you know? So even though your normal background pain is maybe reduced close to zero, it doesn't mean you should be getting on your quad and going ripping through the bushes anytime soon.
Right.
So I usually have to coach people about all, you know, what to expect and sort of, and what to do, you know, during the post-procedure period. And I'll usually customize to that person. I get a lot of athletes, so we have to talk about modified activities.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I have lots of patients that are just everyday people, you know, so we talk about their normal daily activities and how to modify those for the short period of time after the procedure, usually a couple of weeks.
Do you find that the people that are really heavy into sports are wearing their joints out faster?
Well, usually the answer is yes, but usually you don't notice that until much later.
Mm-hmm.
So I get lots of people coming in who used to play this and used to play that. I'm 52 now, and so I'm falling into that category. And
welcome to the other side.
If you've lived a reasonably interesting life, you can probably you're probably going to get arthritis,
mm-hmm.
and to some degree. And that's usually just like I said, just you were saying too. It's just because you sort of bang yourself around a bit when you're younger, and then that sort of catches up with you as you get older. And so you might have one trick knee that sort of goes out more often than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing. So we fix that kind of stuff all the time. You know, the ankle that you rolled over in volleyball when you were a kid that just never was right ever since.
Yeah.
You know, those kinds of things. I treat those things all the time.
Wow. Do you see naturopathic medicine and mainstream medicine coming closer and closer together as now that you've traveled 18 years in it?
Yeah, I would say that's happening more and more now, for sure. I see, frankly, I was talking to a pharmacist a few weeks ago. She told me that she was talking to three medical doctors in the last 6 months that actually decided to become naturopathic doctors. You know, again, when I started out, you know, almost 20 years ago, that was not happening.
No.
Unless maybe a doctor was coming from Europe or something and you know, had a hard time getting a license in Canada. But so there's that kind of thing happening slowly now. I know that there are lots of clinics down in Vancouver, for instance, where where family docs have decided to go started working in private medicine and doing, you know, a lot more sort of, you know, off MSP, you know, naturopathic based modalities for mm-hmm. sure.
Are you allowed? Yeah. Are you allowed to be both at the same time?
No, you can't hold a license in medicine and in naturopathic medicine at the same time in BC.
Okay.
You can't sit on the fence. You have to decide what you want to do.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But naturopathic physicians in BC have some like prescribing rights, and you have a few things that enter into the allopathic world.
So we, in my practice in particular, I can't talk about every naturopath because there's, you know, lots of different flavors, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But in my practice, we decided to really focus on evidence-based and evidence-informed medicine as much as we could.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really put together a whole list of services that are not available in mainstream medicine, that have strong evidence and that are useful, and they're the kinds of things that people, you know, want. And so that's what we've done. And so our practice really is this interesting blend of sort of, you know, prescription medicine and mainstream medicine, and then natural mm-hmm. things too, you know, all at the same time. Yeah.
Well, thank you for being on Health First Radio today, Jason. There's so much knowledge you've shared with us. And as you know, knowledge is very empowering. So thank you very much.
Oh, I'm happy to do it, Kathy. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to go to a quick break.